Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. Got the foursome here, and join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons, or at golfdomgolf.com. Visit today to experience the best in golf. On and off the course, golfed them, lived the game. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. How are you?
John, hello, John.
Duke Carolina last night was so fun to watch. I was just telling the boys, you know, I'd try and never miss those games. One thing that jumps out at me about Duke this year, and they're excellent, they're talented, they've got lottery picks all over the roster. Grayson Allen has disappeared in big games this year.
He's been actually missing in action, Jason, since the Michigan State game back in November. He was great that night. He had, I think, 37.
Played great in that game.
Right? Yeah, it made all the big shots down the stretch.
I mean, he's disappeared in so Virginia game disappeared.
He's only averaging 14.
I mean, he's been gone, period, Jason. Yeah, I guess he played okay against Notre Dame 10 days ago, but that was almost a walkover
What's
game because
that?
Of Notre Dame's injuries. I don't know, and I don't think Mike Krzyzewski knows, because if he did, he'd have found a way to pull him out of it by now. But during that run at the start of the second half, you know, that's where they need the senior
right
to make a big three, you know, to stop the bleeding and get them back on track. And he didn't. And what was the run? 16-2, I think. And that pretty much ended the game. I mean, Duke hung in there and made it, you know, competitive. But I think one thing about an immature team, and it is four freshman starters, is they only figure stuff out after it happens to them. What I mean by that is they were able to pull out some games in November against Florida and Texas where they were way behind and just kind of turned the talent on, and Bagley took over inside, and they pulled those games out. Well, you can do that in November against teams that are right now unranked at a neutral site. You're not going into Chapel Hill and doing that in February. That's not going to happen. I mean, Carolina's had its troubles too, but it's still a very experienced team, juniors and seniors all over the place, unlike Duke. And they'd lost 5 out of 7 in the Dean Dome to Duke. And you think Roy Williams reminded them about that once or twice?
I would assume. And the thing about Duke is, yes, they're talented. But when you look down the road in March in the tournament, in their losses, John, and you know this, their freshmen have played like freshmen. Especially down the stretch. So you're just want. I mean, if they're going to play an experienced team in the tournament,
which they will,
and exactly,
which they will,
they're going to
lose
that
game.
They're
going to play teams that are going to beat them off the dribble because they can't guard man to man. And here's the thing. What Belichick has a saying about, you know, you don't necessarily want the best 53. You want the 53 that best fit your team. I'm paraphrasing. Well, they've got great athletes. But, A, I'm not sure at this point they're great basketball players. They may become great basketball players, and they don't mesh at all. And the giveaway to me, again, I don't talk to Krzyzewski very much during the season, but the giveaway to me was when they came out in that Michigan State game and played zone for 40 minutes.
Right.
What that tells you is Krzyzewski figured out, even before the season started, this was a group that wasn't going to be able to play man-to-man. Because even in 2015, when he had a bad defensive team for the first 3 months of the season, he didn't try to play zone until late January. And then he used the zone to kind of mix it up with the man-to-man so that by March they were mostly a man-to-man team again and they were good enough to win the national championship. This team's nowhere near that. People keep saying, oh, by March they'll be fine. I don't think so. And I'm not, you know, I don't think the best team in the ACC by miles is Virginia.
Oh, yeah. They're so,
by miles.
They're so good. They're so good.
Yeah. I mean, that win on Wednesday night, you know, when they didn't have their fastball, they didn't have their curveball, they fall behind on the road, and then they just – Florida State's a good offensive team, and they didn't give them a field goal the last 9 minutes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Duke.
They're really good. I believe this is going to be Tony Bennett's Final Four team.
Really? Well, they're certainly good enough. But you're right. I mean, Bagley is so good. Bagley gets lost defensively. I mean, he gets a ton of boards, but he has to touch the ball. If I'm Coach K, he touches the ball on every possession.
I agree. And you know what? Carter's very good, too. He's a good player. Not as innately talented as Bagley. The problem they've got with Bagley right now is, even though his numbers are still pretty good, he's got his father running around selling T-shirts with the kid's picture on his face.
Oh, okay.
Not a good sign. Not something your college coach wants to see happening, even if you're only going to be there for another 10 or 12 games.
Is he a mini LeVar Ball?
I don't know the guy, but that's certainly not a good sign, is it?
No.
The good news is I don't think Bagley's got any younger brothers.
John, what did you make of the Cleveland Cavaliers and what they did yesterday? And while we are getting up in age, we're never going to catch you. You have good historical perspective on this. When was the last time a team has been sort of blown up like this mid-season? A contending team, a team that many think should represent the Eastern Conference or at least be right there, blown up like this, and people think they're actually better.
Yeah, I can't remember this kind of turnover at the trade deadline for a basketball team. I'm sorry about my cough, guys. There are hockey teams. The hockey trade deadline is usually the most active. And baseball, sometimes you'll get a blockbuster trade at the deadline. I remember Mark McGwire being traded from Oakland to St. Louis right at the deadline years and years ago. But I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this in the NBA. I mean, clearly that it was a team in turmoil, and they just made a decision, look, we're going to blow this up and give LeBron everything we possibly can. They've saved some money that will make it more possible for them to afford to re-sign LeBron at the end of the year. I think that was part of the motivation here. But clearly, you know, LeBron wasn't happy, Lou wasn't happy, the GM wasn't happy, the owner wasn't happy, so why not start all over again? Now the question becomes, when they struggle to mesh, which is almost inevitable, you know, how much does that upset LeBron? Because at least 50% of this is to try to get back to the finals. But 50% of this is to try to keep LeBron for the next 3 or 4 years and not have him race off to Los Angeles.
Yeah, the question is, how long is it going to take for these guys to mesh, if that happens at all?
Right. Yeah. Now, and if it happens by April, it's all good. But will it? Who knows? And they're still waiting for Kevin Love to come back. And I think that was another thing, since there was clearly some kind of division in the locker room with some guys, you know, liking Kevin Love and other guys not liking Kevin Love. I'd be willing to bet that most, if not all, of the guys who went overboard here were guys who were anti-Kevin Love, because they need Kevin Love to be healthy and an important part of the team for them to contend in April and May.
What do you make of the Wizards largely staying pat? They moved Sheldon Mack, but that poor guy's, you know, working on an injury, then whatever. I feel for him.
I was a little surprised, to be honest, because as constituted, I don't think they're good enough to go to have a legit chance to go to the finals. I mean, I read the story in the Post this morning. Oh, well, they played really well against the Celtics. Big deal. First of all, it's a regular season game. Second of all, you know, they didn't win, by the way. If everybody wants to say, well, it's really great if we get to the second round again and lose to the Celtics or the Cavaliers or Toronto, whatever, then fine. But if supposedly you're trying to get to the next rung, there were clearly deals out there to be made. Teams were making deals yesterday. Obviously nothing appealed to Ernie, so he stood pat. But I would have wanted to see something go down if I'm a Wizards fan.
I disagree with you. I think the Wizards can compete with anybody except for maybe Cleveland. They've proven it. They've beaten Boston in the regular season. Sure, they didn't win last night. They've actually been pretty good against the Raptors. This is over the years, and beat them.
You're right
the
about the
matchup.
Raptors. I'll agree with you on that.
And
they've
so,
done well against
me,
the Raptors in postseason, which is what matters.
Right. They hang with all the heavyweights of the Eastern
Conference.
Yeah, but
hang, is that your goal, to hang?
No. Obviously, your goal is to break through, but nobody scares me outside of Cleveland. And you look at
okay,
Boston.
But, okay, first of all, I disagree with you. I think Boston will be better in the playoffs than they are now. But putting that aside, let's say I take you at your word, and the only team that scares you is Cleveland. That's still not getting them to the finals.
That is true. That is true.
And,
but
the goal shouldn't be to get to the finals. The goal should be to win. I don't think anybody's beating Golden State. Golden State stays healthy, that's a different issue.
We're not privy to what was offered to the Wizards, what was
out
there.
No, that's why I said. Ernie obviously didn't see anything he liked.
They didn't
want to
give up Oubre.
You're
a
Wizards fan, right?
That's the only guy that other teams are interested in is Oubre.
I'm not sure that's true. And come on, who died and made Oubre Michael Jordan, if you can get the right deal?
That's fair.
Plus, it's going to be tough to re-sign him.
So you're saying you see eye to eye on this topic.
As usual.
What did you make of the Niners and the big deal for Jimmy Garoppolo over just 7 starts? Seems almost unanimous. I don't know how people can do this, but most people think this guy is like a real superstar, unlike maybe a Brock Osweiler who had a similar resume. I don't think people were necessarily quite as high on him, but he did get a big deal. Why is Jimmy Garoppolo different?
Well, we'll find out if he's different. I don't think we know. That's true. Although he certainly, made a huge impact on the 49ers coming in when they were 1-11 or 1-10, excuse me, and winning those last 5 starts and looked very good doing it. It's not like he, was just because they had a great running game or a great defense. He won games for them.
Right.
He was to steal a book title, the next man up. And that's why he got so much money. They could not afford. Imagine what it would be like in San Francisco if after they made the trade for Garoppolo, anointed him as the next quarterback, he comes in and plays well, they somehow let him walk in free agency.
Right.
I mean, they'd tear the town down.
Right.
So they had to sign him. This is what the market will bear right now. And if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm doing a little jig right now.
Oh,
he's going to get money in that neighborhood.
Well, he knew that all along, and his agent knew that all along. What does that tell you about the Redskins? Are they right now, are they kind of kicking themselves? Or are they patting themselves on the back because they stayed out of that realm?
Well, I think they're patting themselves on the back. But, see, and again, I think if Washington had offered $137.5 for 5 years to Kirk Cousins, he'd have turned it down because he knows somebody else will give him that kind of money. Kirk Cousins, I keep saying this to people, Kirk Cousins wasn't coming back. I don't know the exact moment when he and his agent made that decision. It may have been 2 years ago. It may have been October. I think it was somewhere in between. But once they didn't sign him, when they had the chance to sign him for what now would have been dirt cheap money, he was going to go test the market and see if someone would pay him this kind of money. And somebody will. Mm-hmm. Denver will. The Jets will. Somebody will pay him that kind of money. And he'll be out from under Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen. Would you want to work for a guy who intentionally went out in public, if you didn't have to, who intentionally went out in public and called you by the wrong name?
No, but I could be bought. I could be bought.
Yeah, but the point is, he can be bought by someone else.
Yeah, money's elsewhere.
You're right. No, I don't think
available.
Necessarily the grass is always greener, but it might be any time you have Bruce Allen in the equation.
Right.
So,
And I think Washington was very fortunate to be able to make the deal for Alex Smith. You guys know how I feel about Smith.
Yeah, I think they rallied pretty well. You know, we didn't talk about you. I know we got to run. I don't think we talked to you about Roger winning his 20th. And you might, I don't know if you could do this off the top of your head, you might be able to. Can you give us your top 5 greatest of all times in all sports? Because I think Roger has to be in there. I put Babe Ruth, Roger, for me, Michael Jordan. I can't remember
Brady.
Who I don't know if Brady. I had Brady. I don't think Brady was in mine. He might have been.
Gretzky.
Brady should be.
Yeah. It's difficult. There's a lot of arguments.
I actually wrote something about that I put Roger number 1.
Okay.
After the 20th, and maybe even before, but the fact that he's been able to come back at the age of 36 and win 3 out of the last 5 majors. Now, I know some of the other top guys have been hurt, but there are still really good, much younger players out there. I mean, Cilic is a really good player.
No, it's insane.
And he beat him 6-1 in the 5th. I think what he's done over the years, and again, it's one of those things where if you say to me, no, it's not Roger, it's Brady, or no, it's not
Brady,
it's Jordan.
It's hard to argue.
I'm fine, or it's Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron. But one thing I will say is I remember something that Red Auerbach said to me once. I said, who's the greatest player of all time? He said, it's Michael Jordan. But if I was starting a team tomorrow, I'd take Russell. because he believed that Russell gave you the best chance to win championships. The numbers certainly would back that up, because Russell made everybody better at both ends of the court. Jordan didn't necessarily make people better. He took over games. He was different because he had that kind of talent. Mm-hmm. But you know, I would certainly put Jordan in that top five. And, you know, I think you got to throw Gretzky in there somewhere.
Yeah, Gretzky.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we put him in there.
Yeah. All right, thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep. You too.
Take care.
All right.
Yep.
John Feinstein, he always gives you some nice perspective on things.
Disagree with him
usually,
on the Wizards.
Usually it's me and John going head-to-head, but it was JP's turn.
Well, he seems to think that the Wizards have no chance of getting beyond the second round. Look, I could see the Wizards losing in the first round.
I don't think he said they have no chance. He just doesn't. They don't look like they're set up to be overwhelming favorites to do that.
And my thoughts on Ernie is all reports, right, we have no idea what happens. All reports is the only guy that teams are interested in on their roster is Kelly Oubre.
Or somebody with an expiring contract.
No, they say that there are teams that do have interest in Gortat.
And
there are teams that do have interest.
To me,
he can help some teams.
The Wizards just wanted to trade their trash. You're grasping if you're one of these teams.
Well, and look, we talked about it. I kind of agree with John in that, yes, they're competitive. But what does competitive mean? Going 6 or 7 against these teams or getting over the hump? Well, I don't know if they can beat them. I would still say out of those 4 teams that you mentioned, there's still 4.
I'm setting my bar low. Just set the bar low. You're not disappointed.
Well, I think that right now they would play Milwaukee in the first round. That would be tough. But I think they get beyond Milwaukee, and then you'd play Boston or Toronto in the next round, and I think you could win that and get into the Eastern Conference Finals.
I like your bullishness.
Now, you
JP
could also lose in the first round.
Sure.
Yeah.
That could definitely happen.
They're inconsistent.
I would still lean Boston or Toronto in that best of 7.
Their next game is against the Bulls. I know who you'll be rooting for.
The Bulls who have lost 7 straight.
All right, if you want to chime in.
Still sitting on 18 wins.
800-636-1067. I've heard through the grapevine we may have Skippy on the show, and we may have Brandon Lang on the show.
Two for a
big Friday. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, this song is silly.
Yeah.
You should play it more. Secondly, I did my best EB impression yesterday.
What'd you do?
And it had a cavity filled.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's easy, man. That's nothing.
Well,
come talk to me after about 7 root canals.
I generally agree with you, but I think part of it is because it had been such a long time since I'd had one done. I found it intimidating and very invasive because I probably haven't had a cavity filled in 25 years.
What was intimidating about it?
Just the fact that you're lying there and there's all these implements in your mouth and they're shooting water in your mouth and there's gauze over on the side and the drill's going. I felt pretty uncomfortable for at least half of it. Didn't like it.
I have to say,
wasn't a fan.
Having had so many teeth filled through the years, it is literally a walk in the park.
And I also, what I don't like, the after effects. Now that my tooth is more filled, getting the cavity creeps out, I feel a little bit of a ridge back on that tooth now that I didn't have before, and it's a little bit off-putting. It's a little uncomfortable.
Because they have the filling there. You'll get used to it. It takes about a day or two.
My tooth has now been filled.
Yeah, it takes a day or two.
The big crevice that was there from it getting eaten away has now been filled.
As a grizzled veteran of the dentist and the oral surgeon,
yes,
you get used to it all. I don't even think I talked about this. The other day, I had one of my crowns fell out.
Just fell out.
I got it sitting on my sink. In fact, I have the cleaning ladies at the house today, and I hope they don't throw away my crown.
What exactly is a crown?
So I had a root canal done on that particular tooth, on a lot of teeth in the back, and they shave your tooth down. They fill the root or whatever.
And they cap it.
And then they have to put a cap on top. So they put like a fake tooth.
So it's like a hat. It's like a
basically,
tooth hat.
Exactly. And they put like legit, I don't know if it's concrete, whatever it is.
Filler.
Well, like a concrete thing or whatever it is to hold it. Like some sort of special.
Sealant. They anchor that blicky
in there.
They
anchor that thing and it's supposed to be last for a lifetime.
Right.
I've had probably three of them. Like, because what happens is my old hurting teeth, they disintegrate.
Yeah, it's the old hurting. Those are the key words.
Yeah.
The old
hurting. So then the hat becomes too big.
Just popped off. I got it there. And I'm so used to having tooth issues.
Yeah.
You can go over the counter. And this is so ghetto. You can go over the counter and you can buy like a little, like a paste.
A tooth repair kit?
Basically.
Really?
And I've just covered that tooth. Look back here.
Hurt.
Can you see? I'm not going to put this on television.
Let me put my head in the lion's mouth here.
Stand up right in front of the camera.
Can you see back on it? You'll see white paste where I've covered the tooth.
Oh, it's a hurt thing.
Oh.
Can you see that?
That's the worst you've ever seen.
But I've covered it and protected it. I haven't even bothered to make an appointment.
Now I'm scarred. I'm going to see that in my dreams tonight.
Yeah. Well, that tooth is down to the nub.
Hold on. Where's the Thomas Crown sitting?
The Thomas Crown affair is right next to my sink in my bathroom. In the
sitting
master
on
bathroom.
A napkin or something?
No. Just right next to the toothbrush. And I actually thought about it today. If the cleaning ladies, if they're not careful, they might just think that's trash.
Oh, of course they will.
And as they wipe up and just throw it away, I'll be bitter.
Well, tell someone at the house to
move it. The thing is, I don't think it fits anymore because the tooth is disintegrating.
Yeah.
You won't get a gold tooth.
Gold tooth might be the move.
No.
I'll tell you this. A gold tooth would be an upgrade over what I just saw in the back of your mouth.
No, but I put like a temporary repair thing on there, and it's keeping it. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
As long as you're happy.
By the way, after I got the cavity filled, I looked back at my tooth, my blue tooth, expecting to see like a piece of metal. I was unaware. I guess they fill it with porcelain. Is that
white? A lot of them's white.
It's butt white.
Yeah.
It's whiter probably than the rest of my mouth.
White's much better. But I have a lot of old school black ones.
Yeah.
I have a metal mouth over here from all the cavities I had when I was a kid.
Yeah. These kids today, they don't understand how easy they have it with sealants. If I had sealants, I'd have silly teeth. Yeah. My kids all brag about their no cavities. I go, no cavity? You barely brush your teeth. You have sealants.
Well, they also had braces, too. Like, my kids both had braces.
Oh, yeah.
So their teeth are straight.
What? Yeah. Braces?
EB had braces?
I had braces.
Yeah. I didn't have braces.
Yeah. Well, you were raised by
braces. I don't know what happened.
Let me see your teeth. Are they straight?
Yeah, pretty straight.
Yeah, yours are fine.
To your
I've never noticed.
You're in the minority. I think 90% of kids, according to the statistics, should be in braces.
Okay, but my point is they're freaking expensive.
Of course they are.
Yeah, but
my orthodontist drives a Porsche 911.
Of course,
and he doesn't apologize about it.
But
for
I'm
one
telling
second.
You, the orthodontist 90%
of kids should be in braces, but they're not in braces.
Yeah, probably. My orthodontist botches it. His business plan, and he drives. I'm sure he drives a Porsche or a Lamborghini. He probably has 10 Ferraris,
right?
But they botch it because they do it in two phases. Mm-hmm. And the first phase was 15 hunch, right? That's nothing. Second phase is 5K,
right?
My son looked at the first phase.
$5,000.
That's good enough for me. They said he was 95% done. I said, you know what? That's good enough.
Right.
It's a massive improvement. We're good. We did phase one. Punched out on the phase two. Now, my daughter, you know.
I couldn't avoid the phase two.
You couldn't? Wow. My daughter, we did the phase two, but her smile is perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Why
you
don't
talk so lucky.
How about it wasn't just, it was my wife, too.
Right. Consider yourselves
You're
lucky.
Still bitter about that.
Because you guys talk about phase one.
I mean, I had two daughters and a wife get braces.
Did you tell her you'd rather get a boob job than a.
Oh, I did tell her that. She wasn't going for it.
By the way, you guys are in phase one and phase two. My daughter.
I'd rather spend the 5K on boobies.
Says the guy who never tags
you.
You
wish you only had to pay 5K for your daughter's dental work.
I'm going to phase
Add
10.
Another zero.
So my daughter is born without
teeth.
Like five
eight
teeth.
Or 10 adult teeth. So she's going to a cosmetic surgeon. And that's none of that is covered by dental insurance.
Yeah. I'm not
Zero.
Sure what braces
this
are.
Much.
5G times 10.
Five, no, it's not that much, but it's.
I bet it's close. I bet it's tickling it.
It's not tickling it. So, I was kind of surprised. I thought the bill would have been higher. The prospective bill for all the work that's about to be done is a lot lower than that, but it's not cheap.
Is it about halfway from
it's
the five to 50?
Five figures.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
It's. I saw the bill. I was like, less than I thought, but still kind of expensive.
Are they still jamming teeth in there, or where is she in that?
Look, we had to sit down with the doctor, with the surgeon. There's a whole plan. There's a whole
thing. Is she
going to
end up with a rack of new teeth?
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, it's going to work out in the end. Well, your boy's going to be stroking some checks.
That's fine.
I should be doing Wizards hang time, game time, overtime.
Well, with all the money you're making in Buttcoin, you can pay for it easily.
You could. Easy.
I guess. I mean, even though
because Buttcoin is skyrocketing.
Well, he's way up on his.
Recovering.
He's
you know,
way
he's
up on
coming
his.
Back a bit.
It's skyrocketing for everybody else.
By the way, I was perusing through the notebook, and I saw the story. I don't know how we can talk about this. We were talking about the Eagles parade earlier and the 2 million people that were there and Jason Kelce wearing his Mummers costume, apparently.
Right.
And going off. Apparently, there were a bunch of Nick Foles signs about his nickname.
I saw a lot of them. Yes.
Has anyone asked him? No. No one can ask him, right?
No, but he's going by in the parade, and there's one that says, "Yo, Nick, show us your blank." Yeah.
Well, what did I see on some?
I didn't say that.
I chose not to say that one.
All right, I'm sorry.
Joan on me. It's as bad as anybody.
Like you filled
not
that hole in
you.
Your tooth.
Yeah.
Keep track of it.
NBC Sports
I'd be willing
Watch.
To do that.
Not happy about that.
It's okay. They knew what they were getting into.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Who gets dumped more, JP or me?
JP.
Thank you. That's all.
No evidence.
He's
keep
the one
hits
the button. He's
keep
the
track
one
of it
the
now.
He's
just, JP.
You're just oblivious.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not. You want to make a bet? I'll
sure.
make the bet.
Who gets dumped the least?
Cakes.
Cakes never gets dumped. Jason's.
Can't remember the last time I've been dumped.
The charts, though.
Yeah, Jason's been hot lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've been on fire.
Hot lately?
I'm willing to put up.
What did I say lately?
I'm willing to put up
was it
$100
today?
For the year.
Look, he's not going to get off of it.
I'm
what did I say
now,
lately?
Remember you said the Q word and then you're Adam and
oh,
during the
yeah,
break
yeah.
you could say that.
Okay, well.
Look,
I didn't
that,
mean
that,
it that way.
I know. But. In that context, it's fine, but do you really want to die? You really want to die on that mountaintop?
Yeah, no. No, of course you don't.
No, no, it's good. I'm glad you guys dumped it. I just didn't think it was that bad.
You
no,
guys
I mean,
are the last line of defense back there.
It wasn't, but it's not worth the hassle.
That is true. I agree.
Now, how many times should we have been dumped from the late 90s into the early 2000s?
Oh, so much.
20 times a show.
It's a totally different show.
20 times a show.
Today's rules
yes.
to our late 90s shows,
right.
they were unairable.
You're probably yeah, right.
You couldn't put them on the air. Concepts. I mean, whole segments.
If it gets a big enough signing, man, he's gone.
The questions we would ask girls in regular games. The questions we would ask our interns.
Show where we played moans, and you had to determine if the moan was from a porno or a regular movie.
I mean, it sounds like fun, just innocent fun, but apparently not in 2018.
That'll be all for the pod. We'll bring all that back on the podcast.
Yes.
That's actually a good bit.
TBD to be determined
right.
at a later date.
Right, but you know.
Speaking of podcasts, I went to Bonefish to do the Big Fat Winners podcast yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Get there, got all set.
Why
up.
Are you doing it at Bonefish? You're still having issues at your house.
Because I was going to sit there and watch Pebble too. I was going to watch with some of my boys.
You can't do that at your house.
I don't want my buddies
so
to
what,
come over there.
What is the setup? Do you have a Comrex? How does this work? What is the technology?
No, it's Skype. But
you just Skype in.
Yeah, but the
Skype is hard
for whatever
to get
reason.
There to you. Yeah. That quality is.
You know what? You're right, because yesterday I couldn't get on Skype.
Skype. Oh.
Couldn't get on. So I go home.
Yeah.
All gone. Can't get on Skype.
So you're not part of the podcast?
I had to do it over the phone. Oh. Hairpin.
Well, maybe did you try to reset, start your computer?
Everything.
There's
everything.
No way that Skype was down.
Hey, listen.
It wasn't down for Skippy and the other guy,
exactly.
Patty.
Exactly.
Well, it was for me.
Something on your
just
computer.
You know what? Here's what you do. There are 100 Comrexes lying around here. Just borrow one. Take it home. I'm sure you would need a tutorial to figure out how to use it.
Well, of course.
But
would you even
you
know
find
what it looks like?
Nope.
I wouldn't.
You tell me Comrex. What does that mean?
I'll ask
how do you know
about
100 of them
what,
laying around?
That's what
I'll
Chris Russell
Hoffman.
Calls in on and Seehoff calls in on.
I'm sure there's 100. There's two of them.
Okay, whatever. Can you work with me a little bit, JP?
Can I hook it?
No,
they're
just
need one every
they're
Thursday.
Not going to let you borrow one for your dumb personal
just
podcast.
Just one Thursday a week. I mean, who cares?
If they only have two of them, they're not going to let you. You could probably steal
hey,
it.
It's an idea.
There you go.
It's an idea. Can't throw ideas out anymore.
I was just salty.
And then we're gonna start getting emails from Jason. Hey, I'm going to do the show from home.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to Comrex in.
Oh, that would be
That's
so
a
wonderful.
Brilliant move.
That'll eventually, hopefully, that'll eventually be how we retire.
The Raiders hat that you're wearing right
yes.
now.
Yes, correct.
I was trying to figure out. It looks like it's camouflage up top.
This is that, believe you, your salute to service like veterans, like they do it every year.
Is the color of the Raiders seal off because it's so old, or is that the way the color
is designed?
It's the color scheme of the hat.
Camouflage mixed in.
Yeah.
Because I'm a camo kind of guy. Not really. But I like the lid.
You see him loyally wearing his MGM gear now every day?
Well, I am MGM National Harbor's poker ambassador.
Yes, you are.
I'm just doing my part. That's all.
How are you rotating all of your endorsers? You do have quite a few that you like to wear.
Hey, I like to give them some shine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Grab an extra one for me. I kind of like that one.
I will ask my man Johnny Groom.
I'll wear it on new. I'll wear it on Wizards Overtime.
No, I would
lock it up.
I would want to be paid.
I wore my Triple B shirt last night, and everybody went nuts.
You put him on tilt?
I mean, like, Chris Miller, who's at the arena. He couldn't believe I was wearing it.
Why not?
Chris Miles,
why can't a guy just have fun?
Travis Thomas.
Why can't LeVar Ball just be fun?
Because all those guys are anti-ball family?
Well, a lot of those guys are into the shoe life.
Right.
No, they're big into shoe heads.
They hate their shoes.
Or whatever.
They hate the shoes.
And so they just... they couldn't believe it. Like, it was, I just wore it. I didn't make a big deal of it. I just figured I'd wear it. You know, I'm going to get my money's worth now that I actually got the shirt.
Right.
And they couldn't believe it. It was a big topic. I mean, all the way through Chick Hernandez later.
Did they reference it throughout the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, they tried to Joan, and I was like,
you shot back. I'm a big baller, and you're not.
I'm assuming I don't usually hang out with these small ballers. We had fun.
It's a good bit. I like it.
Did you wear Maypop shoes with your big baller brand T-shirt?
I wear these same Herzing shoes. They're faded out.
Looks like Fred Couples.
I don't even know what those are.
They're Echo. Herzing Echoes. Herzing.
It's what old people wear when they golf.
Right.
Echoes. Silly.
They just look Herzing on you.
But they're like a year and a half old.
Yeah. We can tell.
You've been wearing some weird shoes like for years now. Used to wear those black pair. Do you remember the black pair?
Yeah, the Hugo Boss one.
I just told Drab to find me some shoes.
He's not a shoe guy.
I don't shop.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really a shoe guy either. He just wears weird ones. I pretty much just wear sneakers.
Well, this is what people nowadays wear. They all wear jeans with this used to be a white sole.
I know. You can hook yourself with some new ones.
Yeah. Drab's going to find me some.
There are nicer looking Echoes than those.
But those shoes don't go good with your NFL hoodie. You know what I mean?
Why should you be joning on anybody's sneakers, Eric?
Why?
You're wearing platform shoes.
He's wearing silly Hoka Ones from Pacers.
Silly, just elite running shoes. Sorry that you're not.
Bruce has a pair.
You're not aware.
Bruce.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067.
No, is he okay?
He was there. We had a guest. We had DJ Durkin.
That's right.
Was he okay? Was he bitter? Or he was okay?
He's fine.
You could have just done the bit off air. He wouldn't know the difference.
Baby was born to fight.
Here's your taste of Bruce.
I can do that without the dun-dun-dun.
Baby, we were born to dun-dun-dun-dun.
Got all the hits here.
That's the best part. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You know, I got this new activity tracker watch thing. My whole family, we've gone nuts. We've lit on fire, I don't know, probably about $800 for four of the five of us. My wife and the girls, they all got the new Fitbits and everything. So they're running around. They're playing games. They're trying to see who can get the most steps.
A lot of people rave about them. I'm kind of anti.
I was never really into it, but I like the sleep tracking capabilities. And I got it in my head that this year I wanted to get a golf GPS
thing.
Here's
how I sleep track. Went to bed at 10, woke up at 4:30, right. 6.5 hours.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised.
Did you sleep through, though?
That's the thing. You like to see if you're sleeping through or not. And I'm still wearing the Swannies.
I don't sleep great.
The glasses. I don't sleep great either. Although this thing gives me a more favorable view of my sleep pattern than my last watch. But here's the bottom line. I bought this based on the number one priority for this watch. This is a Garmin X40 Approach.
How much is that blicky?
This one was $250.
Okay.
Okay. This is basically a golf watch.
Right.
I'm dying to get out to the golf course and start using it. And it's 25 degrees.
You're that nerd.
I'm not going to be able to do it for 2 months from me probably comfortable.
Correct.
But I'm just dying to get out there.
It's your new toy. You want to try it.
Yes. I'm enjoying the heart rate monitoring stuff and the sleep stuff. But I had that with my other watch. But this, it's got 40,000 golf courses loaded in it. It's got a bunch of it'll track how far you're hitting each club for you.
Do you believe it'll help your game?
I think a little bit. Just shave a few strokes off. Just having better yardage.
I told Valdez this is the year of golf for me because after the fifth knee surgery, I just don't know if I'm going to get back out there. And I saw two of my boys
golf
last night when I went to Lifetime Fitness, two guys that I played ball with, and then a third guy came in and like, when are you coming back out there? And I'm kind of itching to do it. But then about an hour later, I finally made the move where I sent a text to my guy, Matt Jarvis, over at Laytonville, and I said, I think I'm going to do group lessons. It'll be me, my son, and
everybody have to be a better
my
golfer.
Wife, because right. This is something you can play when you're older, and I just need to get better, and I'm just going to start right.
And,
over.
And you're older.
And I,
this is now.
I said, you know, weekly lessons, so I think we're going to maybe start up in mid-March. Mid-March, maybe late March. It starts getting a little warmer. Do a weekly lesson, and then I'm not going to be like Jason who plays twice in a week, but maybe I will just set up one day a week where I get together with a lot of my guys who, the problem is, a lot of them aren't available all the time, but play golf
but
once a week, and that's how you get better. You got to get out there.
You absolutely do. You're making that transition into old manhood.
Yeah.
You're transitioning from the hoops court, and I get it.
But I'm pretty close to getting back on the hoops court. I just need to get both legs.
My goal is to play less golf in 2018, and I don't think that's possible.
Because you want to play more poker.
I only play like during charity events.
Yes,
I don't play for pleasure.
Yeah, you don't like
those
it. Are you're the worst, though. The charity events are the worst.
I play it in a few of them, and that's basically it.
The only time you even think about golf is when you have to submit your two picks for our pool.
You're pretty
much
correct.
Because it's gambling related.
That's the only time you ever think about it.
Yeah. Paul Casey's silly this weekend at Pebble.
But the thing about golf, like I've never been a huge golf fan. I like getting together with my friends and playing golf when I'm decent. Like, it sucks when my game is diminished.
If
I never was good.
Play, that's the thing about golf. If you never, what you're getting at is if you never play and then you play, you're going to be awful.
Right.
And so it's not fun.
I don't like shooting.
You have to play a lot.
110,
yeah.
107, 105. I thought when I was shooting low 90s, that's respectable. I'm fine. That's all I'm aspiring for. I'm not trying to, you know, shoot 79. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to be able to be respectable.
If you play more, you'll be fine.
I need to start
it's a slow burn.
I need to start over from step one, from the grip all the way up.
That's good.
Because I have a baseball grip.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard
so
of
it. So I set it up.
Yeah, you have a ratchet grip.
I at least started the process.
You and Drab have the same grip.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And it is something that you can play when you're 70. Because I'm probably not going to play hoops when I'm 70.
See, my kids are getting older. Cakes' kids are getting older. All our kids are getting older. And, you know, like my son, he'll be in college in a year and a half. My daughters, whatever, they're all... I didn't want to play golf for about 10 years because I wanted to help them and do all their stuff. But now I'm going to have nothing but time. Nothing but time. So I got my watt. I'm ready.
Senior tour's calling.
I'm 2 years away.
Hey.
2 years away.
When I did that appearance at the Washington Golf Show.
Yeah.
First of all, there were a million people
there. Of course there were.
Thanks for picking up that driver for me.
Yeah, well.
Did they give you a gift card or something? Did you get hooked?
No.
The free one. Think about Big Cat.
Had their own little driving range set up there.
Yeah, where you just...
No, I wasn't, but the amount of kids that came in, especially girls, like 13-year-old girls, 10, mm-hmm. 12, 13-year-old girls that had just money swings.
It's a great game for girls because there aren't that many
yet.
Oh, my
God, man.
Great game for young girls.
It was perfect for them. But I was just impressed with their swing. These kids were ripping the ball.
Right. Cakes, can you play the George Bush drop now?
Which George Bush drop?
Watch me smoke this drive.
Yeah. I don't have that.
Oh, we don't have that.
No, that's not in the that's not on
watch
the
me
machine.
Smoke this drive.
That was just a
Cakes. Watch me smoke this drive. That's the worst George Bush impression.
Can you get that
ever.
One? Can you put that on his machine, Valdez? Is that a pain in the ass to do that?
It's not necessarily relevant very often.
No, but it's
good.
A funny
it's a good
drop.
One. It is.
Watch me smoke this drive.
Was that during 9/11?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was in the, like,
might
it was pretty close.
The country. Country's still mourning. Anyway, I'm just excited. I love my new watch. I got it largely for the golf portion of it, and it's 25 degrees outside, and I'm watching Pebble Beach, and I'm hankering to get out there.
I can't wait to
you
go
got
home
the itch.
Watch
I got
Pebble.
The itch.
Got it.
Isn't
How
it amazing?
Was Bill Murray yesterday?
He's so
I'm sure I watched. Are you kidding?
I didn't see any of Bill Murray.
I saw one
just
or two shots.
He'll see him on the weekend.
I'll say this. The tour pros have to be so patient for that particular event.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because obviously it's a pro-am, so you have amateurs out there.
Playing with a bunch of hacks.
Hacking it away. I mean, some of them are good, but a lot of them are hacks. And they take pictures on the tee boxes.
Right.
I mean, they just got to be real patient. The ones that go, that do it. It's awesome. And the
poor
course is incredible.
Poor golfers have to be patient, making their millions.
Poor Ricky Fowler
I'm just saying,
and company.
The tour pros in particular. Tour pros don't like playing, you know, five-hour rounds.
Right.
Do you? I
don't either.
You want to hear the Bush thing? It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
Oh, I thought he said
never lose drive.
That might have been
no, that was him.
I think it's me getting him mixed up when George W. is like, we're going to smoke them out of their holes.
I must have combined them.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's called artistic license. Nobody is allowed to use that anymore.
It made your me laugh for years.
Better. Thank you. Mine's
made
better.
Made me laugh for years.
But Valdez, never lose that clip, and I want it. You know what? We need to upgrade the sound machine.
Well, we have probably 50 clips you can't play.
50's a stretch, but probably 25 that I definitely can't play. There are a few borderlines, but some I definitely can't play.
Let's start with the letter F.
Yeah. Need to cross them out of the sheets. Just can't play them anymore.
How many more months are we going to have to dodge snow? So far, we've done good. I think
probably one more month.
I think I saw that we have, I think Sue Palka or somebody tweeted, I think we only have like 3.3 inches of snow
so far.
You get
through like mid to late March, I think you're good.
Meanwhile, kids have missed like 10 days of school.
Oh, they miss for rain. Missing for rain around here.
The threat of rain. Just a threat of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, threat of freezing rain. Not just regular rain.
The threat of clouds, they will be off.
Right.
What do you think, Valdez? I mean, mid-March? I don't like to play golf when it's like 50.
Oh,
I really don't.
When you can play golf or...
Yeah. I like to, it's got to be at least 60.
You might get a, you'll definitely get a 60 degree day in the next 2 months.
April.
Well, definitely. Once Augusta comes around.
Are you crazy?
Are you kidding?
You're not going to get a 60 degree day until April. You're insane.
No, I'm just saying
that's when the season starts.
Nah, you got to go out before that.
I mean, I play when it's 40 degrees out.
I don't get, right. I don't get
Well, you play size. When it's 40, but you think it's 55.
I thought the real feel. My
hands are so cold.
My boys duped me.
Yeah, they did.
All right, we going to open up the entertainment page next, DB?
Yeah, shocker.
You know what we were watching during the break? It would really frustrate him. You and I would laugh about it because I was laughing about it. Kevin Hart has a new series on Facebook. I don't know what it's called. Something. Basically, he gets in
cold
a nice tub with a guest. All right, it's called Cold as Balls. You know his first guest was, DB?
No.
Lonzo Ball.
Oh, no.
I don't like Lonzo.
No.
LeVar Ball?
I mean, LeVar, sorry.
Yeah, LeVar is my guy.
It was supposed
Lonzo's
to be Lonzo.
Boring.
Yeah. No.
I think Kevin Hart thought it was going to be Lonzo Ball because that's who he teased, and then LeVar walked out and he was stunned.
It's a good bit.
That's a good bit. I like that. LeVar Ball's entertaining. I don't care. You can hate him. He's freaking entertaining. Lonzo is a snooze fest. Terrible person.
He's about as entertaining as Adam Epstein.
When we come back, play at least the clip of where he's asked what position he played in high school. It's a classic.
Please.
LeVar Ball.
All right. We got a lot of good stuff, though. We've got a sex scandal, shocker. There's a Hollywood-related suicide we can talk about.
Ooh.
And a guy who's basically his rear end fell out because he was on the toilet too long.
And we have a pyre poo.
And we have a pyre poo that we can get to from yesterday. All right. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.